We have been lucky to have been able to invite successfully here some distinguished people who will speak with more traditional experience and more effectiveness than I can upon the rightness of the move that is being initiated today. I have the honor, therefore, of calling, first of all, upon Mrs. Mervyn Briggs, who is the president of the Alumni Association, to speak some words on behalf of the College for Women.
As an alumna, I am especially thrilled to participate in this ceremony that marks the beginning of a new period in the education of women at this university. I can recall my own college experience and the experience of those women who knew the college in its many stages of development since 1900. We found knowledge here and goodness and happiness, no matter what the facilities or the buildings or the location or what the program happened to be. Some will remember coeducational days on the old campus, others the atmosphere of a women's college and the special activities for women under the coordinate system. The solution to the problem of providing the best possible education for women that is being undertaken today is based upon the best of those things that we alumni knew here. A women's center on a coeducational campus located on a beautiful site with its own charm and identity will allow each student to choose for herself those best features of our years on the combined or coordinate campuses. In her study, she will, for the first time, have access to the classrooms, the instructors, the laboratories that represent the finest expressions of contemporary arts and modern science, facilities that were thought imperative for men, but only recently required as vital for the education and adequate preparation of women if our nation is to have available the skill and human understanding that has always been women's strength. In her extracurricular life, she may elect activities where men and women plan and participate together, or she may elect others, designed especially for women. Our alumni body is composed of university women of varied interests and diverse experiences, and we may expect that the alumni who join us from this program will reflect those same qualities. They will be privileged through participation in this broader program of study and activity, a program offering a choice as wide as the American society that they will enter, an environment where they may develop into maturity as able individuals and worthy citizens.